Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
That's a great song to start on a Wednesday. Gosh, don't those Wednesdays roll round pretty quick, don't they? Hey, welcome to Hump Day. Hey, guess what? Irene is AWOL again. I think she's up in the lovely sunny north and just enjoying herself. I can't find her, but she will be there somewhere. So I kind of pondered today and I thought, what shall we talk about? And it's getting a bit tough out there, isn't it? And the more and more I start hearing comments about, you know, people tightening their belts, work's not as easy as it used to be, you know, especially interestingly, a lot of the tradies are going, oh no, well, you know, I've got some now, but there's not much lined up afterwards. And so I started to think about what are the things that we can do to thrive, I suppose, in the hard times, if you can say thrive, but suddenly start to think about how can we survive and thrive as times are a little bit tough. So I went in and had a bit of a Google and had a look around, and the first thing I found was the headlines was, don't turn to drink and drugs, calm down. Well, crikey, that's a great one for the first line of Google, isn't it? But I suppose it makes a little bit of sense. Sometimes it's easy when we stress to turn to something, and something maybe a little bit more negative, a few more wines going down, you know, or something just to calm us down. But hey, there's lots of little things that we can do that will make a difference. And sometimes it's hard to see that, you know, especially where things are really, really tough. But let's have a look at a couple of the things that I found on Google. One of the ones, and I found this is actually quite a good one. Take a peek at what you're spending your money on. So take a peek at those bank statements you have. You know, it's very easy to go, oh, I just have a few coffees a week, or I just, you know, buy, you know, lunch once or twice a week. But your bank statements, I'm afraid, are going to tell you the truth to actually what it is that you are spending your money on. And it is quite amazing. I must say, I did go and have a wee peek at my bank statements after doing this bit of Google. And you're right. I mean, so much coffee, so many cafes, you know, more lunch. And I thought, well, actually, that's a lot of money I'm spending on coffee. And remember, who told me that I needed coffee? The good old marketers, that's who told me I needed coffee and I can't, you know, take it out of the instant coffee jar anymore. No, we have to go to the cafe. We've been marketed at for so many years, haven't we, that, you know, go down and grab yourself a coffee. So take a wee peek at your statement. How much coffee are you buying, or how much, you know, cafe spending are you doing? Can you actually cut that down? Will that make a difference? Just thinking aloud here, where we are up here in Auckland, an average coffee is $5, $6. So if you think about that, you're having, even if you just had one coffee each day, you know, $6, $6, $5, $30, there's $30 already. Now, put another coffee on top of that every so often, and it starts to go up. So have a wee peek, and maybe it's time to change your habit. I know, you're sitting there going, no, I need my coffee. Actually, you don't need that cafe coffee. You can go and grab another coffee. If it's too much going from cafe back to the old jar of instant, then maybe get a little coffee machine or those little pods or whatever they are now. That might just help you just calm down a little bit. So take the peek and have a look. The other thing that actually, while you're looking at your bank accounts, or all of those subscriptions that you have. You know, we subscribe to this and that and everything else, and sometimes it's only a few dollars, and we think, oh, yeah, no, that'll be cool, I'll subscribe to that. But all of those couple of dollars do add up. And do you actually use those subscriptions? I mean, I know I've subscribed to, I don't know, some media things and some creative things, some design things, and actually, I don't use them. So it was time to get rid of them. So have a look through all of those subscriptions that you're paying. Do you actually need them? Do you use them? Do you truly use them? If not, get rid of them. Do you need all of the TVs, the Netflix, the Sky, the everything? Do you need all of them? Do you actually watch them all the time? Or is there one main one that you watch? So again, look at those subscriptions and just think, yeah, maybe not for the time being. So talking about coffee and going out and cafes and everything kind of comes to my second tip that was always up there at the top when you went to Google. And it was like, prepare your meals at home. And again, you know, we've become a different social beast, I suppose, over the years. And we like to go out, we like to go to the cafe, we buy our lunch on the way to work, whatever it is. Although saying that, I think pies have always been there, haven't they? Grab a pie on the way out, but they're not so expensive. But think about how much that you are spending at a cafe. If we prepared our meals at work at home, would that make a difference? You know, get the old lunchbox out again. And hey, if you feel a bit boring about it, zhuzh up your lunchbox, make it funky where people will actually comment on it, and chuck some good stuff in there. You know, then we know exactly what we're eating as well, which makes a difference, doesn't it? I mean, you know, usually in the cafe, of course, you can see it, but how much of that bad stuff's in it? So start preparing your meals at home. And it might be that the night before, you just make your lunch up for the next day, make sure you're having breakfast at home. And even at night, do you need that delivery to your door? Is that cheaper? Is it cheaper to get the groceries delivered to your door, those food bag pack things? Or will it be cheaper to actually go shopping and find your own stuff and remember what cooking's all about again? You know, sit down together as a family with the kids and peel the vegetables, chop them up, and, you know, then something good comes out of it, or not. If you're like me, it's the or not that doesn't come out of it. But hey, does it sound a bit boring, you know, going back and peeling your own vegetables and doing stuff like that? Hey, it's a family activity. It means you're together. It means just a bit of time out from all that busyness and technology, and just sit there, you know, doing something mundane like peeling a few veggies or whatever. And sometimes when you look at or when you think about when you go shopping, this, when there are things on special that can be kept, grab them if you can, you know, a few extra cans each time if they're on special. And always shop, we hear this all the time, shop for veg that's in season. And it's absolutely true. Veg that's in season is cheap. If there's any type of way that you can keep it or cook it up or make something, if you do have freezer space, often you can put a few extra meals in the freezer, make up a big pot of meals with all of it so nothing goes to waste, and put a few in the freezer. And hey, look, I sometimes just use the little plastic bags to put the meals in. Or if I have had a takeaway, I keep those plastic containers and I'll use them to actually, if I cook up a big pot of stew or whatever it is, and I'll throw some in the freezer. Because I don't know. I mean, if you're like me, often it goes to waste. And until I started getting into this different practice of thinking, actually, you know, I put the leftovers in the fridge with all the great intention of having them the next night or you know, for lunch the next day. And half the time, it never happened. So I thought, right, we've got to change this. So when I do that big pot, I will put extra in and I'll chuck a few in the freezer. And sometimes I'll just let it cool down and I'll put it in some of the little snap-lock bags and they work just as well. You don't need fancy freezer kind of containers or glass containers, whatever they are. You know, a freezer bag will work just as fine, or a snap-lock bag. So yeah, think about cooking your meals and would it be cheaper? Do you need do you need your food coming straight to your door? Is that actually an extra cost? Or actually, does that work better than going to the supermarket? One thing I did find, and you know, it's funny how things have come out of COVID, which seems such a long time ago now, but online shopping. Because I, you know, when you wander around a supermarket, you go past things which you don't need, but you think, oh, well, that's nice. And I find with online shopping, because I'm so frustrated with it, when I try and search for everything, it goes straight to where it is. So I'm not trolling through. So I did find that online shopping did stop me actually buying some of those extras that I normally wouldn't have. So maybe go back to online shopping and go and pick up. And that's a little family outing, you know, go and pick it up, or it can be delivered as well, depending on where you are. But you know, let me know, does online shopping work for you like it does for me, that you end up saving a little bit more because you don't walk past all of those things where you go, ooh, I'll just have that. I'd love to hear what works for you. You know, you can throw that up on our Facebook page. But I suppose we do need to be able to have fun. And that is so important. So find all the free activities. You know, you don't need to go and pay lots of money for activities. Again, I think we've forgotten some of the stuff that we can just do as a family and it doesn't cost us much. And it might even be going out for a bike ride together. You know, if you've got some bikes in the garage, grab them out, dust them off, go for a bike ride together, whether it's along a beachfront or through a reserve, wherever. Take a picnic to the beach. You know, I know it's a bit cold at this time of the year, but rug up and just take a picnic to the beach and have a bit of fun and laugh and, you know, yeah, I think as long as you've got your woolly hat on and your scarf, you know, you'll be fine as well. Whether it's going through any of the great walks that we have around. Now, it doesn't matter where you are in New Zealand, there is a walk. I'm not talking about the big fancy walks where you have to pay lots of money. I'm talking about some of the regional parks, which have got great walks in them. Some of the reserves even have got great walks. Just going to the park and playing on the play equipment. And I saw, you know, think about it, for us adults, how long ago is it when you've gone to the park and just had a play on the swing or whatever it was and had a bit of fun? Now, that doesn't cost you anything. So, again, start looking around for activities in your area that are actually for free. There'll be craft things, art things, outdoor things. So start being creative. But maybe ask the children, what do they want to do? Maybe they know more about what's going on in the community than actually you do. So ask them what they want to do. And it doesn't matter if you don't like it or not, or it's kind of not your favourite thing. Hey, take them out and surprise them. So look for all of those free, fun family activities. Another one that keeps popping up on Google is prioritise. And I think we all need to do that when it is tough. What do we need versus what we want or what we would like? So we do need to prioritise a bit here. We all have bills to pay, and they have to be paid. It's just part and parcel of everything, isn't it? And I think it was a couple of days ago I was reading in the paper in regards to the amount of power where people get it switched off because they don't have enough money to pay their power bill. Now, we shouldn't be in a situation like that. And I'm not going to get into the politics of it because we could be here for a while. However, I do think that everybody does need power. And that's something we do need to look at as a country. But there are times we are going to have to prioritise our bills or prioritise our spending. So start maybe listing and things that you need and things that you want. And you're going to have to tick off those needs before you get your wants. And with that prioritising about spending, if you do have a family, it's important to talk to them. Talk to the whole family together, the children, because it's amazing as you sit there and talk together and, you know, share how things are going to work now and why we can't have particular things right at this moment. The children may come up with quite good ideas, which we've never really thought of. You know what it's like being a child? We're a lot more creative. We're not so safe in our thinking. We just kind of think, yeah, let's give that a go, or let's give, you know, whatever. So I think just sitting down as a family and talking about why things are the way they are at the moment, and that just for the moment, things are going to have to change slightly, and brainstorm different ideas of what you can do. And it might mean brainstorming those different activities that, you know, that you might do together as a family. Maybe one of the kids might have a great idea about making a little bit more money. You know, maybe you're going to actually, yeah, think about what you've got stored away stuff and can you pop that up on TradeMe because you don't use that particular thing anymore. But yeah, just talk about it because it helps everybody understand why things are happening. And why they have to happen as well. So let them know what's happening and get them brainstorming through that process. Be really cool to understand what you're doing out there. And I don't think it doesn't matter how much money you have or where you live, we're all going to feel it. And well, I shouldn't say all actually, because there are going to be some businesses that do really well, and they always do really well out of a recession. But as families, what are we doing to maybe just tighten our belts and think, and do you think that it's going to change any of your habits? Because remember, things just get into a habit, and that's why we do things the way we do. But well, if you start a new habit and throw out one of the habits that we've got into that actually costs us a lot of money, well, you find actually there's fun in doing those little things that, you know, the little free things or just the little things that you do differently. Are you actually going to find them a lot more fun or a lot more calm rather than kind of rushing around and doing everything else? It'd be great to hear your stories or any great tips that you have as we try and get ourselves through this little times of, you know, economic. Well, not, I don't know, do we call it a recession? No, I'm not quite sure. I don't know. You hear the word bandied around a bit, but this it's not kind of full-blown. But it's certainly a time that we will tighten our belts. So let us know what you're doing. You know, go to the Two Sugars Facebook page and share your tips or share what you're doing, what you're going to change so that you make sure all of those needs are accounted for so you can have those wants. And what are those wants? It'd be great to hear those as well. What are the wants? What are the things you're going to kind of miss just for the moment? And then actually you'll find that you won't miss them at all after a while since they've gone. So do share with us the tips that you have, and we'd love to hear from you. And we'll continue Googling and putting some websites up there just to help us all as we wriggle through. Anyway, I think that's enough burbling on about such a depressing subject. I think we all just need to start smiling and laughing and just remember that we have a choice. So if we have that choice that we want to laugh out loud or smile and say, you know, hello to everybody as we go in past and keep that cheery attitude up, then we've got that choice and we can do that. So with that, I'm going to throw on a couple of songs to keep that cheery attitude up. And guys, I'll see you the same time, same place next week with Irene in tow. Well,
you know you make me want to
now wait!